time as getting nominated for the Walter Payton Award. First of all, what does Walter Payton mean to you, and what does it mean to be nominated for an award in his honor?
Hey, it's a huge honor, you know, for me to be selected, you know, because this is an award that is selected by your peers. You know, my teammates voted on it, and I'm definitely happy to receive this award. And I know that from talking to Coach Rivera that Walter Payton did a lot of work in the community, you know, and he was a great football player, and it's just I'm happy to be honored like that.
Well, this also speaks volume to the inspiration you provided this team all through everything that you've done, and it has to be humbling.
Oh, it's definitely very humbling. You know, this whole season has been a humbling experience for me, you know, after being out 2.5 years and not being able to go out and compete and, you know, just really play this game. You know, it definitely put things in perspective when you are sitting at home and you can't play. So that's, I definitely feel for the guys that are on IR right now. But like I said, I'm just excited to be back.
Without asking, I know how you feel about personal accomplishments, but it has to be good to being a running for the comeback player of the year and also for Pro Bowl.
Man, I'm not in the running for that, man. You see, it's a two-man race right now for comeback player of the year with Adrian Peterson, the season he's having, and Peyton Manning. You know, I really look at that thing as like a popularity contest. You know, I'm never going to win that against those guys. But, you know, for me, it's not even about that. It's just about me being back out here with my teammates, and I'm excited about that and having another opportunity to go out and show everybody that you can overcome anything you put your mind to. And that's been my goal all along, and I think I've done a great job of that.
Well, talking about overcome, when you turn on the film and look at this defense, I mean, right now you guys are playing gap sound, fundamental defensive football.
We definitely done a good job late here in the season of putting everything together. You know, offensively, defensively, and special teams, we've went out these last 2 weeks and we got the job done. But I think for us defensively, you know, we've definitely been – filling some holes. We got a lot of new guys coming in due to some other guys being injured, and they've done a great job of coming in. And I think the coaches have had a great game plan, and we've just been going out and executing.
That is professional. That is professional. but let me ask you this. When you turn on the tape, does it just jump out at you, the big difference from early in the year?
I think, you know, the biggest difference is we're going out as players and we're executing the game plan. You know, we had some plays where, you know, you might have 10 guys executing or 9 guys executing. But I think we're doing a great job of all 11 going to the football, all 11 doing their assignments and doing everything the right way.